On today's show, Carlos Ghosn and Nissan are indicted over allegations of financial misconduct. Car sales continue to plunge in China, and why a gearhead would want to own a Tesla Model 3. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the global automotive industry. Nissan's former chairman, Carlos Ghosn, has now been formally charged by Japanese prosecutors over allegations of financial misconduct. He has been in jail since being arrested on November 19th, but hadn't been officially charged until now. He's being accused of underreporting his income by $43 million. Nissan board member Greg Kelly, who was also arrested with Ghosn, was also indicted. And prosecutors indicted Nissan for its role in the scandal, which means the company could be held culpable as well. Ghosn faces up to 10 years in prison if he's convicted. Car sales continue to slide in China. According to the China Passenger Car Association, automakers sold just over 2 million vehicles in November, which is a drop of 18%. That's the sixth month in a row they've slid in the country. And through the first 11 months of the year, sales are down 4%, which means that it could be the first time in at least two decades that sales are down on an annual basis. Automakers think that mobility services could represent a whole new business for them to get into. They see a big chance to make big money, and that's why we're seeing so much activity in this field. And now BMW and Daimler are teaming up to jump into that market and will establish a joint mobility company next year. The two companies plan to create the company this year, but it had to delay it to wait for approval from European and U.S. antitrust authorities. But it is interesting to see two rivals partner up to tackle this new market. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
Volkswagen's upcoming line of electric vehicles is called its ID family of vehicles. And according to Ward's Auto, at least three of those models could be retro-themed. We've already seen the microbus-inspired ID Buzz, but there will also be a two-seat version of the Myers Manx. That was a Beetle-based dune buggy produced between 1964 and 1971. VW will unveil the concept at the Geneva show in March, and the vehicle is under, quote, active consideration as a possible production model. Ward's also reports that the automaker is working on a five-door hatchback that's described as a contemporary recreation of the iconic Beetle. But even as the automotive industry starts to make its push into the world of fully electric vehicles, the internal combustion engine will still play a big role for a long time to come. One way to bridge the gap is to hybridize a vehicle, and supplier BorgWarner is making that decision easier for automakers. Its drive module that sits between the engine and transmission provides full hybrid function and takes up less space and is lighter than other units, which means it requires less investment to integrate it. Internally, there are three clutch modules, one set to disconnect and restart the engine, one set for the odd gears, and another for the even gears. This helps enhance shift feel and reduces drag by up to 20%. And to improve usability, the drive module is compatible with automatic, CVTs, dual clutch, and manual transmissions. Coming up next, why the heck would a gearhead with gasoline in their veins ever want to own an electric vehicle?
ExxonMobil's advanced air barrier technology can help keep tires inflated longer and save 1 billion gallons of fuel per year. Watch the full video at ButylRubber.com. Strength from the inside out.
Henry Payne, the car critic for the Detroit News, is a gearhead with gasoline in his veins. But he recently bought a Tesla Model 3. So why the heck would someone who loves to race cars want an electric vehicle? Well, he was our guest on last week's Autoline After Hours, and here's what he had to say.
It is so different than any car I've ever driven, and I'm not a global warming believer. I've grown up at the racetrack.
You didn't do this for environmental reasons.
I'm not a greenie. Since driving the first Model S Tesla I got into a few years ago, there is nothing like these vehicles on the market. And there is also no other viable auto startup in my lifetime. And I, when they came out with the Model 3, which is in my strike zone.
Affordable-wise.
Yeah, Model S and X are way too expensive for me. But the Model 3 was affordable to me. And when Tesla got flooded with 400,000 orders in April 2016, I thought, I need to be part of this story. I mean, I love the car. I want the car. But as a journalist, I want to be on this journey. And I want to see if this startup automaker can produce what's promised at this kind of volume. And it is not disappointed. It is not only the car has lived up to its expectations, but it's been a hell of a ride.
And for more about Henry's experience with his Model 3, you can watch that entire episode right now on our website, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.